to talk about kissing the Sefer Torah. Someone sent me an email last week. What's the halacha about all these, a lot of times you have the chazan carries the Sefer Torah, and he stops to be able to let everyone kiss. And sometimes I was in a Chabad shul this past summer, in Woodcliff Lake. We were there for a Shabbos, and they brought the Sefer Torah around to the women's section. I'm told out of town they do that kaseder, that's like a very very common thing. So is there any issue with that? Is there any problem with that? So I want to discuss some of the inyanim relating to kissing a Sefer Torah. So first you should be aware that there is a halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama quotes the idea in Shulchan Aruch about being malave the Sefer Torah. The Rama writes that mitzvah lekol misha overes lefanav lelvosa ad lefnei ha'ar. When they bring the Sefer Torah back, anyone who the Sefer Torah passes by is supposed to follow along and be malava the Sefer Torah. The person who rolls the Sefer Torah should go with the Sefer. Should remain there until they return the Sefer Torah to the Aron. Rama writes, the guy who gets hagba should do the same thing. And the Mishnah Berurah just points out that's even though the Rama is talking in the context of returning the Sefer Torah, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Zayin b'shem the Magen Avraham writes, "V'chein kishamotziyin mehechol mitzvah mekol mishal veres lefanav lelvos ad abima." When they take the Torah out, it's a mitzvah that anyone who passes by should be malave the Sefer Torah all the way until the bima. And this is the Chayyadim writes that you have to be noeh kavod gadol in the Sefer Torah, and one of the things is to be mitzvah mekol mishal veres lefanav lelvos ad mekomo. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you don't really have to go ad mekomo. The Aruch HaShulchan says, you just walk a little bit with it. Because if you go ad mekomo, the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Sim Kuf Mem Tes, Siv Gimel, that it's gonna, he says as follows, I'll read you the Lashon. He says, V'yesh ha-kasu d'gam k'shem atzina tor me'eron yilavo sa ad abima. Some say no. You should withhold from doing that. Because it looks like you are. Shemara atzmo shehu kedai lios mi memalvei haTorah. That you're saying, oh, I'm the one that should really be the one to be malave the Torah. Masha'inkin bechazara kishaholchin me'abima achra sefer Torah halo behechri chleil chachrev lo mechzi kiyuara. Maybe when you're putting it back, it's different. Maybe that doesn't look like you are because you were right there. You were at the bima, so maybe you're the one. Some say the magbia should be the one to do because he was obviously the one chosen by the keila to represent them. So he should be the one to be malave. So he says, good rule in general, have kavanah l'shem shemayim. There are multiple shitos, you follow whichever shita you follow, but it should be kavanah l'shem shemayim, not for yura or for any other purposes. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Simen Kuf Memal Sivkat Chaf Hey, Mishnah Berurah writes that the chazan kishamolach hatevel sefer Torah hadin kein sha'ola b'derech imin, that whenever you carry the Torah you should always go to the right side, and the implication is very strong that it should be the shortest route. You should always take the shortest route. You shouldn't just schlep sefer Torah around unnecessarily. What the Mishnah Berurah discusses is, what if the shortest route is to the left? Should you still always go to the right? So he says, okay, still go to the right, even if the shortest route is to the left. But it seems very strange that so many shuls have the minhag where they just take the Sefer Torah around and around the whole shul. Seems very very odd, considering that we try not to take the Sefer Torah unnecessarily. It seems from the Mishnah Berurah that you should take the shortest route. Where does the idea of kissing it come from? So there is Rama, Simen Kuf Mem Tes. Rama writes, V'yesha kasu shemevim hatinokos l'nashei katorah. That some say that we bring children to come kiss the Torah. That's something that little children should be brought to do. K'dei l'chanchem l'zarzim b'mitzvos. In order to be mechanich them in mitzvos. Sometimes very, very young children, they don't know how to do all the nanuim of a lulav. They don't know how to do all of the other mitzvos. But a way to get them into Torah is to show them the excitement of Torah is a 2-3-year-old child knows that they come to shul to kiss the Torah. At the end of davening, someone said, when we got rid of Anam Zemiros in my shul, we stopped doing Anam Zemiros. So someone said, my only taina not doing Anam Zemiros is that it used to be when they'd open the aron, I could bring my 3-year-old and come kiss the Torah, because I don't want him there when they're taking out the Sefer Torah, because then I got to sit with him for the next, got to entertain him with candies for the next hour and a half. Much, much better, or hour, whatever. Much better to have it at the end. So that was a valid taina. That's a Rama that you should, I don't know if it's a reason to say Anam Zemiros, but it's a valid taina to at least, give children access to the Sefer Torah. The Kavachayim in Kuf Mem Tes, Sivkat Nyud writes that it's not only for kids, kissing a Sefer Torah is for adults also. He says it's appropriate for adults to kiss the Sefer Torah. Kav Chaim in general is big into kissing mitzvahs. He says you should kiss your matzahs. You should kiss, that's in general. He thinks that's a very appropriate way to show chibuv mitzvah, to kiss the mitzvah. Obviously, we're all knowing to kiss our tefillin and our tzitzis. So why not kiss the Sefer Torah also? It's not only for children to do. He says a minute gamma gedolim in ashkema Torah k'shema avirim lefnehem. And he goes on to say, and you should realize yesh la adam lizar harbe bekavod haTorah bekol mal deefshar ki hi. We should realize what this represents. Why do we dafka for the Torah? We go out of our way to show this love for the Torah because it's Eitz Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us life, so we want to show that we value the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us. Question is, when you kiss the Torah, how do you kiss the Torah? Is, you know, some people put their talus on the Torah, some people put their hand, kiss their hand, some people will just like attack the Torah and hug it and kiss it and, you know, and stop everything. So there are some Sfarim that actually recommend hugging the Torah with your arms. They say B'Shem the Arizal, I think, that it's appropriate to not just a little kiss, but to hug it with your arms. Others say that you should say the pasuk Yashkenim Neshikos Piu Ki Tovim Dadecha, something like that. Some pasuk that relates to kissing. Come to Ki Tovim Dadecha Miyayin. I saw in Piskei Chubas, he quotes from the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda, that the Ari thought that it was a minug borus to just put your hand on the Torah and kiss your hand. He thought that that's what are you doing? You're kissing yourself. You're not kissing the Torah. Others say, comes from the Kitzur Shla, that no, Adrabah, everyone realizes what you're doing. They know you're not kissing your hand because you love your fingers. They know you're kissing your hand because it's a symbolic of the fact that the Kedusha of the Sefer Torah, some way, somehow, rubbed off on your hand or whatever. It's a way of showing Chavivus for the Sefer Torah. Many years ago, about 7-8 years ago, I went to visit my brother in Palo Alto, California, and I pulled the Sefer off his shelf, Edus Yisrael, Rav Henkin's Sefer, Edus Yisrael. And I opened up the front page and it said, Misifrei Moshe Feinstein. My brother was Yoresh, the Rav Moshe's copy of Rav Henkin's Sefer. So the first page I opened up to, it had, Rav Henkin had a little piece about kissing Sefer Torah. And he said, I find it terrible that people go and put their mouth on the Sefer Torah. It's disgusting. Who do you think you are that you go up to the Sefer Torah, put your mouth on the Sefer Torah? You should put your hand on the Sefer Torah, kiss your hand, point to the Sefer Torah and kiss your hand. Something like that. But to put your mouth on, he thought he was not in favor. So you have the Arizal saying that it's minhag boros to do it. Rav Henkin, so okay, there are different shittos and different people do different things. What about, you know, obviously by mezuzah, it seems that the widespread minhag is that people don't put their mouth on the mezuzah, they put their hand and they kiss it that way. Where that in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say to kiss the mezuzah, it just says to touch the mezuzah on the way in and out of a room. The Arizal was the one that said we should kiss it also, to kiss the mezuzah also. What about women kissing a Sefer Torah? So the Rama writes in Simen Peches in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Yesha Kasvu She'en Li'isha Nida B'yamei Ri'iyasa Likanes Lebeis HaKnesses O Lehispalel O Lehaskir Hashem O Liga B'Sefer. That there are those that write, he quotes from the Gos Maimini, that a woman, while she's in Nida, and the Rama later clarifies, not B'yamei Libuna, not when she's still Tameh because she hasn't gone to the Nida. It means while she's still seeing Dam, she shouldn't go to Shul, she shouldn't daven, she shouldn't say Shem Hashem, and she shouldn't touch a Sefer Torah. And then he says, V'yei Shom Shom Taras Bakol, V'chei Neker. But really, she's allowed to do all those things. However, says the Rama, even though V'chei Neker, that the halacha, she's allowed to do all those things, Haminag B'medina Seilu Kisvar Rishona. The minig is like the first svara. So the Mishavura says, the minig isn't really like the first svara. Women, be mainly dasa, still go to shul, they still daven. But the minig is that they shouldn't look at the Torah. At the very least, shouldn't be mistakel at the osios of the Torah during Hagba. And also that they shouldn't touch the Torah. That's certainly at least that much of the minhag still remains. So in Rav Vazna's Tshuvas in Shevet Alevi, Chelik Vav, Simenayin Gimel, someone asked him if women on Simchas Torah can be given a Torah to kiss, whether to dance with the women, Sakafas, Big Feyatzon, Rav Shechter has a tshuva that a bunch of the YU Rashi Yeshiva signed against the women Sakafas. But is there a halachic problem? So he says, first, he brings a raya from a Gemara Chagiga to Zayin and Beis that it says Pamach Hasayi Lanu Egel Shel Zivchei Shlamim Veviinu LeEzras Nashim VeSamchu Alav Nashim Lo BePnei Smicha BeNashim El Kedei Lasos Nachas Ruach LeNashim. So you see, for Nachas Ruach, sometimes you give a little. You let women do certain things that, even though it doesn't have any halachic significance necessarily, just to give a little bit of Nachas Ruach. However, he says, He doesn't think that this is correct. He says, you look in our Chaim and Ramah, Yesha Kasu Shein Li Shani to be made Riyasul Ikanis of Esel Knesses Lispalil, Laska Shem Hashem. And even though the Ramah says that it's really Mutter, the Minig is the Hachmir, and even if you're not Machmir about Tefillah, why should we make a new Takana to bring a Sefer Torah into the women's section? And Lefamim, it's going to lead to Pritzus also. If the Ramah says that the Yikr Minig is really that we try to avoid these things, so he says he doesn't think that it's an appropriate minhag. Especially, you know, some shuls, the way they do it is they have a man walk through the women's section, and all the women are coming and attacking the Torah as the man's walking through the women's section holding the Sefer Torah. The man hands it off to a woman, and what? Women be yimei nidasa. So what they're going to announce? Women be yimei nidasa. Don't touch the Torah. That's probably not going to be so comfortable for everybody. So that's something that according to Rav Vazner should certainly be avoided. Since Eliezer, just one last point, since Eliezer in Chelik Yedbei Simin Mem was asked, what about the fact that a lot of times when you see a guy taking the Sefer Torah, he'll stop for, you know, everyone to kiss it. Oh, you want it? Here. And, you know, like, he'll go out of his way, he'll pause, in order to allow other people to kiss the Torah. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? So says the Tzitz Eliezer, Gam be'enai hadavar nira tamid lamuzar. I think it's weird. Va'ani margish bekach k'psichas kavod the Sefer Torah, kilu mechazrim u'mevakshim she'inashku osa. He says, it's like it's as if the Sefer Torah is begging for love. Like, please, come, kiss me, come. No, if you really love it, you go and you kiss it. You don't have to, the Sefer Torah shouldn't have to sit there begging for everyone to come and kiss it. And he says, veering it off the path of Mechoz Cheftzav, its ultimate goal, he says, I think that's an e-kavod, that's a chisaron of kavod to the Sefer Torah. So he says, if people really are that into the idea of kissing the Sefer Torah, let them run and catch it. They don't have to, and not everyone has to run and catch it either. He says, if you happen to be right in its path, so you kiss it, you don't have to run and catch it. And then Tzitzeliya says he found in Chuvas Rivam Shneituch, I don't know who that is, that Kvar Hirish Aladavar Azeh, he already showed how upset he was about this. So Bekitzer, Tzitzeliya wasn't so excited about taking extra time and making extra stops along the way of bringing the Sefer Torah to the Bima. Okay.